Hello, my name is Annie, and I am a 24-year-old data scientist. I live in Southern California, and this is the second time I am going to vote in the U.S. presidential election.
Hi, my name is Vivian Voth, and I am 21 years old and a student at Western Washington University in Bellingham, Washington. This is the second time I'm allowed to participate in the U.S. American presidential election.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm a 26-year-old house painter. I just moved to Knoxville, Tennessee from Central California, and this is the third presidential election that I'll be able to vote in my life.
I am Infamous Musicify, a 22-year-old digital media producer living in California. I'm not sure I'm going to vote this year. The climate of the United States American presidential election is unsettling. The political mood is strained, but for other reasons than the election, I think my local community mostly falls on one side of the issue. I do not follow politics much, yet I agree with my family and community with what they are suggesting be done in the midst of this chaos and whom to vote for. I've watched the pre-election debates for the last few elections, apart from this one. First one I ever watched was respectable, but since, they've become progressively more jokish, in terms of presentation to the public.
I would describe it as tense. There's this general anxiety about the state of our nation right now. There's this huge divide amongst us created by our binary political parties. And it feels like we are all just on edge, like things could go really south at any moment. I think the last election, the Hillary Trump election, things still felt status quo. I think a lot of us assumed Hillary would win, and that was kind of this comfort we were leaning on. And right now, nobody knows what's going to happen, so.
I would describe the state of the pre-elections in Washington as frustrating, I think. A lot of people don't really like Joe Biden as a Democratic candidate, but a lot of liberals, I should say. But at the same time, no one wants Trump to get reelected. So they're having to settle for Biden.
There are a few things really exceptional about this election so far. We're about a week away, and I'm seeing more people than ever vote early, waiting in line to vote early at various polling locations, or voting by mail, which is fabulous. That's what I did. I've already voted. Another thing that's unique is a lot of people who I haven't really heard speak about politics before are bringing things up and engaging in active conversations and discussions in settings outside of just, you know, a close conversation between friends, but talking about politics in groups or around a bonfire or other such more social settings. Another thing that's exceptional about this election, from my perspective, is that a lot of people are putting up signs for their candidate and being very patriotic for their candidate and enthusiastic. And I'm also seeing a lot of people vote for the first time, which gives me a lot of hope. And I'm expecting this to be one of the highest voter turnout years in maybe a century or more. And that's really exciting.
My relations to politics in the past 4 years, I have been kind of distant from politics because I don't like hearing the news about what Donald Trump is doing in office. But at the same time, I think a lot more people have been engaged in politics because Donald Trump got elected, and people have realized the importance of voting and really wanted to promote more change.
I think a lot of young people in America have switched their mindset over the past 4 years from feeling hopeless and like our voice doesn't count to actively working towards what change we want and need to have despite there being no signs that our efforts will change anything. I think a lot of us still feel hopeless, but we've gained this understanding that we still have the responsibility to take action regardless.
I used to pay more attention to politics in 2016 and beyond, but over the past 8 or 9 months, I've watched less and less mainstream media. In the past, I did not participate in much political chat in general. Even though I haven't been following it lately, I think I have a decent picture of things. Many of my friends keep track of what's going on. A few of them have participated in the pre-election. I get my news from them and a certain few outlets that I consider credible.
In the past 4 years, I've watched an incredible pivot, especially with young people, from feeling like federal and state politics were something that didn't really affect their daily lives and weren't something that demanded much of their attention, to realizing that things such as rights being taken away, or police brutality, or the reduction of environmental protections really do affect all of our lives every day. And it's been so fabulous to see young people become involved, whether it's having open discussions on social media, or talking with their friends, or helping their friends register to vote, or putting up political signs in their yards, or going to protests and demonstrations and exercising their First Amendment right to free speech. And I haven't seen this happen before in my lifetime. So it gives me a lot of hope to see an awesome youth vote turnout on November 3rd.
Change? Like what, Biden wins? An uncomfortable chance, to be honest. I'm reluctant to state numbers. I'm not informed enough. But my community tells me that the Democrats are willing to burn everything to win, and will probably burn everything even if they do win. Biden is mentally declining, yet people allow him to remain in the running, making a fool of himself. It is a disgusting race this year. If I'm not mentioning other people in the running, I'm just uninformed.
I'm optimistic that Joe Biden will get elected, but at the same time, in America, there's a really strong support for Donald Trump, and there's a large political divide between conservatives and liberals. So social media and definitely other news sources are just furthering that divide. So if you're a conservative, you only really are fed conservative news reports. And if you're a liberal, you're only really fed very liberal news reports. So it's hard for people to change their mind on how they view politics in this country.
It's really hard to know what the outcome will be. Most elections, we have our team of mathematicians who predict the outcomes and they can be pretty precise. But the last election, that wasn't true and it caught all of us really off guard. And I think we are all now holding our breath for the same thing to happen. To top that all off, we have all these rumors of voting interference from other countries, and we have a record number of people doing mail-in voting. So I think a lot could go wrong, and it's really hard to predict.
If Trump is reelected, the only thing that will change is that we will continue to see Americans die from COVID-19 in insane numbers. We'll continue to see environmental regulations stripped away. There's a chance that gay marriage may become illegal again in the U.S. Oil and coal companies will continue to receive huge subsidies while we neglect our renewable energy sector. There's a lot of other things that will continue to change, but they'll change in a way that they have been for the last 4 years. Now, if Biden is elected, I have a lot of hope that he will assign people to his cabinet and enthuse people at the state level to pursue positive, renewable, sustainable, long-term change that will make all of Americans' lives better, including ensuring healthcare and a right to healthcare for people who have a pre-existing condition like diabetes or cancer. I believe he'll work hard to protect women's rights, which he has a history of doing in his career as a senator in terms of reproductive rights and all that. He's also, while he supports fracking, which is important in this country to secure the moderate vote, he does have plan to drastically reduce carbon emissions and put a lot of money and investment into renewable energy, which will create jobs and to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure. And those are the sorts of things that we needed to have happen 20, 30 years ago. But I'm really hopeful about him winning the election and helping enact lasting change that will benefit all Americans for decades to come.
I feel both scared and frustrated. I'm scared of the possibility of Trump getting a second term. Our country already feels on edge and divided, and I think just 4 more years of him in office will just divide us further and set a status quo that is going to be really damaging for us. And that terrifies me. But also, I'm frustrated with the possibility of Biden winning. You know, I try to stay positive and hope that he will do the job well, but it just doesn't feel like enough. As so many Americans, I think young Americans especially, understand the need for huge systemic change. You know, we need a new tax structure, we need to get past our binary party mindset. We need healthcare, education, we need to hold the police accountable, we need eco-friendly infrastructure. Like, we need so many things to change, and it just feels like right now the process is going backwards so much faster than it's going forward. Yeah, I just don't have the faith in Biden to get us where we need to go, but I'm trying to stay positive.
I'm nervous for the upcoming election. I really hope that Joe Biden will be our next president, because I believe that he is the better choice, especially when it comes to his stance on climate change. He wants to make decisions that would better impact the state of our climate and environmentalism, and Donald Trump is more concerned with money.
My opinion on voting is pretty straightforward. An individual must inform themselves and make the best decision they can. The fact that the world is watching America chase its own tail is not a new thing, but our so-called leaders could stand to quit making fools of themselves and each other and their citizens.
I'll be completely honest with you. I have been stressed out about this election for almost 4 years. My prediction is that Trump will once again lose the popular vote to the Democratic candidate, but that the Electoral College, which is an incredibly antiquated and outdated system, will ultimately decide the election. And it's very, very close. We need 270 electorates to win the election. And based off of swing states who hold relatively small populations of Americans, the election could still go either way. So I think we're all on the edge of our seats.
Dear Mr. President Biden, I guess, now that you won the election, I'd like to ask you to follow through with your claims on how you're going to improve the state of the environment and your policies on climate change. I hope that America will get back into the Paris Climate Agreement and really try to focus on lowering our emissions in the next few years.
I was asked to write a question for the president here, but there are no words big enough. Fix your shit. Whoever wins, adjust your attitude towards your citizenship and your sense of propriety.
Now that you've won the election, dear Mr. President, I would like to read to you the sign that is on my front lawn. It says, Black Lives Matter. Water is sacred. Women's rights are human rights. Climate change is very real. Science is real. And love is love. Please remember that no matter what you do over the next 4 years, you are being watched very closely by every American and people across the globe. And you will be remembered for your lasting influence and lasting impact on not only this country, but on our environment and the history and the future of our country.